Yeah, so if you look at Yud Aleph right now, so the Gemara continues. Dein kedaite v'dein kedaite, right? Rosh Hashanah, Yochai, and Yochanan are each following their position. Rabbi Yochanan kedaite, Rabbi Yochanan amar levai shibala kol hayom. Rabbi Yochanan says it's that really you should daven all day. Right, and therefore he right. So the Gemara says maybe the machloket between Rabbi Yochanan, Rishon Rabbi Yochanan is how important do you think tefillah is? Rabbi Yochanan thought tefillah was really important because he said you should daven all day, and that's why he would stop. Right? Maybe the Gemara is saying it's not about whether you're tarasom not so or not. It's whether how important they thought tefillah was. Rishon Rabbi Yochai didn't think it was so important. Rabshim ben Yochai Omar, Ilo Avina Kaim Altura de Sina Bishad Yavet Torah Yisrael. Rabshim ben Yochai said, if I had been there at Har Sinai, Havina Midbay Kume Rachmana, Dudrilavar Nasha Train Puman, I would have said, God, can you give us two mouths? Chad the Havi Loi Beoraita, one to learn Torah, Chad the Avid Lake called Tzorcha, and one for everything else, including Tfilah. That's what the Gemara is understanding it. Meaning, Rabshim ben Yochai didn't think Tfilah was so important. He said, listen, there's Torah on one side, and then everything else, work, Tefillah, everything else is second rate. So the Gemara says, maybe their machloket is, how important is Torah? Shimon Bar Yochai said, Torah. And Rabbi Yochanan said, Torah, Tefillah, other things, you know, there are other things that are important in life. Or maybe it's even more important, sure. But then he notes that parenthetically, Rosh Hashanah backed down from this. Not because he thought Torah was less important, because he thought people were horrible. Chazar Umar, Uma in Chadu. Yeah, no, he says, Uma in Chadu lit Alma Yachil Kaim Be Midla Torah Delay. He said, look, we have one mouth and the world barely survives because of how much Lashon Hara we say with one mouth. If we had two mouths, we would mess up twice. We'd have double the amount of Lashon Hara and the world would just collapse in on itself. So like, you know what? Probably a good thing that we only have one mouth with which to screw up the entire world. Yep. Very, very happy. Well, yep. Am Rabbi Yossi, Kumi Rabbi Yirmiyah, Atad Rabbi Yochanan, Keri Chanino Nekavya. He says, no, maybe their machloket isn't about how important tefillah is. It's about Osik B'mitzvah. The Rabbi Yochanan holds the Tani Kod V'Tarim Tefillah Mezuzim Avsik in the Kriyat Shema V'Nam Avsik in the Tefillah. That Sofrim stop for Shema but not for Tefillah. And Rabbi Chanina Ben Akav Yomer G'shem Shema Avsik in the Kriyat Shema Kach Avsik in the Tefillah L'Tefillah and Sharkom Mitzvot Shal Torah. And just like they stop for Shema, Rabbi Chanina said they stop for all mitzvot. Right? So you see that according to this, right, he just holds that, look, Talmud Torah, and this is the position of the Bavli, that Osik B'mitzvah, Patrim B'mitzvah doesn't apply normally to Torah. Right? He's just saying that in general, any mitzvah, right? Now, it happens to be that there is a girsa that says the exact opposite in the Bavli, right? That according to him, according to Rechanim and Akavya, Sofrim or Patrim Mikol HaMitzvah, right? Now, this is obviously not the girsa we have. So some people just note, yes, there's a different girsa. But other people say maybe they're talking about different cases. Where the one in the Bavli, right, is that the Gemara in Moed Katan Daftet says that maybe Osik B'mitzvah Patrim and Mitzvah applies to Talmud Torah only be Efshar Lasod Ayde Cherem, and it doesn't apply at Efshar Lasod, meaning if someone else can do the mitzvah, then you continue learning, and if someone else can't do the mitzvah, you stop learning. So some people want to be Miyashiv the Stira between the Braita as presented in the Bavli and the Braita and the Yerushalmi say that it depends. If someone else can do the mitzvah, of whatever mitzvah is going on. I know, so it's sort of hard in this context, but that's how they want to deal with it. So the Gemara says, it can't be! It can't be that Rishon Baruch Hai said such a thing. Doesn't he agree that you stop learning to build a sukkah for a lulav? Doesn't he hold that alamed amanat lasot below alamed shalol lasot, that you have to learn on condition to do and not on condition not to do? Shalomed shalol lasot noch lo shalom nifra, and that if you learn without intention to perform the mitzvah, it's better if you never be created. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan alamed shalol lasot noch lo kilu nefra shaliyato al panav lo yatzel olam. And if you learn without intention to do, it would be better if your placenta was turned inside out and you never would have seen the world.
Ah. It's like you ripped it off in the air.
Yes, exactly. So I'll just very, very briefly tell you that Rav Lichtenstein once argued in a very celebrated article that the reason that Osik B'mitzvah Pata B'mitzvah doesn't apply by Talmud Torah is not because Talmud Torah is less of a mitzvah. It's because the definition of Torah is L'Yomod Amanat Lasot. And therefore, if a mitzvah comes to your hand and you don't do it, what does that do? It shows that your Torah is not Torah, and Memela Osik B'mitzvah, you're not Osik B'mitzvah. Right? And therefore, he says that explains why the Gemara says that Efshar Lasot Yedei Achirim, if someone else could do the mitzvah, you can keep learning. Why? Because if I can hire someone to build my sukkah for me, and I can keep learning, then I'm not building the sukkah because I don't value it. It's because I can manage to get the mitzvah done. Correct. So it might depend on the mitzvah, right? Rav Lichtenstein argues that that's why he uses this to defend the Rambam, because the Rambam says that Osik B'mitzvah Patur B'mitzvah is true Kal V'chomer for Talmud Torah, and uses that to explain why you're allowed to push off getting married to keep learning, right? And Rav Aaron said, how could you say that it's a Kal V'chomer from other mitzvot? The Gemara says that there is more restrictive by Talmud Torah. So he uses this to explain, no, B'ikaron, obviously Talmud Torah, Osik B'mitzvah Patur B'mitzvah, Torah is the greatest mitzvah. But you need practically to act on a mitzvah when you're confronted with it to show that your Torah is Torah. But by marriage, it's different, because the question isn't should you learn or get married. The question is when should you get married? And when you're only dealing about pushing something off and not whether you should be kind of the mitzvah at all, it's very different. Because by pushing off, right, if someone gets married at 22 instead of 21, that doesn't show that he doesn't care about Torah. Right? Or doesn't care about marriage, right? He's right, calculating it. No, marriage is a bit of a unique case in that way, right? Because obviously, right, there are a whole bunch of reasons why people push off marriage, right? Why aren't you guys married now, right? I mean, come on. Okay, right, you understand. No, but that's the point. But the point is that when you get married, it's a different type of a cheshbon in that sense, right? So not getting married right this second doesn't show that I don't care about the mitzvah of marriage, right? Okay, so the Gemara says, now the Gemara answers, time of the Rishon Yochai. And this, remember I told you that over and over in the Yerushalmi, you're going to see the idea that it's not just that Kriyat Shema happens to be Psukim, but it's a Din Talmud Torah. Remember I told you you're going to see it? Here's another proof. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, no! Shimon Bar Yochai doesn't think you're Pater from Mitzvah for Talmud Torah. He only thinks you're Pater from Kriyat Shema. Why? Zeshinun v'zeshinun. Because this is learning and that's learning, right? So again, you see that Yerushalmi very much holds it. According to Shem Yochai, the key is that Kriyat Shema is a different type of mitzvah. It's a chalos shem Talmud Torah, right? V'ein mevatel shinun v'pnei shinun. And you don't nullify one mitzvah of Talmud Torah for another one. Now the Haredim asked, how could you say that Talmud Torah is only Kriyat Shema? It's Kabbalah al Malchut Shemayim, right? What's his answer? He would say the first pasuk, right? Meaning he's not willing to accept it. He's saying maybe the rest of the psukim of Kriyat Shema are Talmud Torah, but the first pasuk is Kabbalah Malchut Shemayim, and therefore maybe what it means, he won't say the rest, but he'll say the first, right? And again, you see that he's struggling with the idea that Yerushalmi really believes that Kriyat Shema is just Talmud Torah. So Gemara says, "Vatanina nakori mikan vayelach lo hivsid kadam shukar b'Torah." But wait a second, didn't we say that after the Zman, you're allowed to keep learning, saying Shema, because it's like learning Torah? Remember again, it has a secondary level of Talmud Torah. Habeonata chaviva mivei Torah. What does that imply? That at the time, it's not just Talmud Torah. So the Gemara says, "Hehe." It's not a laugh. He said, no, it's that they're equivalent. They're the same. Talmud Torah is equivalent to Shema, according to Shmuel Yochai, right? And Amar Rav Yodim, Shmuel Yochai, Al Yidei Shehu Tadir, B'Devei Torah, B'Yichayin HaChaviva, Yodim Yidei Torah, said under normal circumstances, Shema and Torah are equal, but before him, that he was Torah to Umnato, his Torah had a higher status than breaking for Shema.
Like their own fields, they're like equal mitzvahs.
Correct, exactly. But okay. For him, whose life was Torah to Umnato, it took on a different status, and therefore, he would not give up his Talmud Torah. Right now, the Yerushalmi in Shabbat, by the way, has a different girsa. Guys, Yerushalmi in Shabbat has maybe an easier girsa to swallow, which is Shayidish Chadid B'Devei Torah. right, that he was particularly sharp. It was just Rav Shimon bar Yochai who was such a mechadesh that his Talmud Torah was worth more than Shema, because every second you gave him, he would come up with chidushim, but not anybody else, right? So according to that, it's not saying that he held Peshitta, that Kriyat Shema was less important than Talmud Torah. He just understood that his Talmud Torah was, you know, a gift to humanity. So, Omar Rabbi Abba Bar Mari, Lo Tanina, the Gemara now gives another answer. Moment bet here, 1 second. Elak Adam Shu Kari B'Torah. He says, no, reading Shema is like reading Torah. Ha Be'onata K'mishnahi. But at its time, it's not just like reading Chumash, it's like reading Mishnah, which is a higher level. He said, look, reading Psukim, right? So there's a machloket in general in Chazal. Is learning Tanakh, how great of a din of Talmud Torah is. And Rav Shimon bar Yochai felt, Tanakh, mi devein amida. It's like, okay. So like for him, it's okay. And therefore his limud and Gemara and whatever was of a higher level. The Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan said, no. Of the Mikra Kamishna, meaning what? Everyone is moded at Kriyat Shema is really a din Talmud Torah. What's their machloket? It's learning Tanakh. And according to Shimon bar Yochai, learning Tanakh was And therefore he would keep learning. And according to Chazah, according to Chachamim, they're like, no! Learning Tanakh is Gishmak! And therefore it's worth stopping Talmud Torah to learn Tanakh. But again, you see very clearly that the Gemara is really taking it seriously, this idea that Kriyat Shema at some level, or maybe fundamentally, at a deep level, is a din Talmud Torah. Okay. I don't know. No, he didn't. He didn't. He had carobs in his sand dune, right? He wouldn't stop to eat. He would eat, and his son would say Zim Torah, and then his son. It was Wayu Torah before Wayu Torah, right? Yeah. Okay, next Mishnah. Vishamai Omrim Berev Kolodim Yatu. Vishamai says, at night you lie down. Viyikru and read Kriyishma. Vavokar Yamodu. In the morning you stand up. Shenemar Vishakov Kumecha. When you lie down and when you stand up. Uvidhil Omrim Kolodim Kori Kedarkan. You read in your normal way. Shenemar Vilech Nechavaderechim. Kain Lamanemar Vishakov Kumecha. Ella Bishash Menedim Shochim. Shash Menedim Omdin. At the time when people stand and the people when people lie down. Ha Dimim Vidhil Mekaimin Train Cry. So he says, I understand how Beit Hillel works out both psukim. Ma mekayman de Beit Shammai. Now, I will point out this is not so common in the Yerushalmi where they actually try to do this, right? Because the Yerushalmi will very often say, what's the source for X? What's the source for Y? But it won't always do. And how does he understand Y? And how does he understand X? That comes up less often. Probably does it all the time. Yerushalmi, I'm now reading through Achikam Keshet's Rav Achikam Keshet's Beina Talmudim or Shnei Talmudim or whatever it's called, where he goes through like hundreds of differences between the Bavli and Yerushalmi. This is one of them that he lists, right? That Yerushalmi uses this type of methodology less. So, Ma Mekayman de Beit Shammai, B'shivtecha B'Beitecha Lech Chavaderech, B'shivtecha B'Beitecha Prad Oskim B'Mitzvot. So this we already have in the Bavli, right? That it's saying that only when you're in your house, but not if it's Osik B'Mitzvot, but they're in a mitzvah, Ulech Lech Chavaderech Prad Lechatanim. And, right, this is also in the Bavli, that a chatan is also somewhat Osik B'Mitzvah, but it's a special type of Osik B'Mitzvah, right? Because the chatan is not actually involved in the mitzvah. He is stressed out about the wedding night. He's stressed out about performance anxiety, but it's a mitzvah, so whatever, right? But it's a different type of ozik mitzvah, because it's not doing the mitzvah, it's thinking about the mitzvah, and therefore you need a special pasuk to exempt the chatan in advance of his wedding. Blech lecha vaderech, right? When you're going on the way, not in a mitzvah, right? When you're going in your way, right, rather than in a mitzvah. So Tani, Maisi b'lozim b'nazariah, yishmal shay yishun b'akom echab, rabbi lozim b'nazariah muteh. Right, so once Rishmal and Rabbi Elazar and Azariah were together, and Elazar was lying down, and Rishmal zakof, and Rishmal was standing up. He gives manon and kriyat shma. Came time for Rishmal. Nizkav Elazar and Azariah. Elazar and Azariah stood up. Vehita Rishmal. Rishmal lied down. Amar Elazar and Azariah. Rishmal. Omer leechad b'shok malachaz zakanim aguna v'homer yeh kenegan amashchitim. He said, I don't understand. It's like I tell you, oh, why are you amongst the people who have a beard? Right, have a beard, and you say I should be amongst the people who shave off their beard. I don't know, like, why are you going to the opposite extreme of what I do? Right? I was lying down, I stood up. You were standing up, now you lie down. Amr lo, Ata niskavski the Rebbe Shammai. You insisted on standing up because you wanted to bother Rebbe Shammai. Vani di di give me the Hillel. And I lay down like Beit Hillel. Dover acher. Alternative No, the point was, if both of us ended up doing like Beit Shammai, it would look like we paskin that way. And even though it's true that according to Beit Hillel, you're allowed to stand up in the morning and you're allowed to lie down at night, if we both dafka ended up in that position, it would look like we paskin like Beit Shammai. So I purposely switched with you to make it clear that we don't paskin that way, make right, that we don't have to do it. Okay, next Mishnah. Amrei Tarfo. I was once walking, the croak, and I lay down to say, and I ended up in danger. Thieves came at me, Amrulo, and they said, ha, you want us to have mercy on you? No. You deserve to die. Shavarta al divre Beit Hillel, because you went against Beit Hillel. Chavraya b'shem Yochanan. Right? And why? So the Gemara starts off by telling you that Chavraya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan dodim divrei Torah divrei servant divrei Torah. Derabbanans are as beloved as divrei Torah. And by derabbanan, we don't mean here derabbanan or anything that's learned from a drasha. V'chavivim givei divrei Torah, and they are beloved like divrei Torah. Chikech keyena tov. Right? The words of the sages are like good wine. Shimon barva b'shem Rabbi Yochanan dodim divrei servant divrei Torah. V'chavivim yoter mi divrei Torah. They're beloved is the Torah, and even more beloved than Torah. Kitovim dodecha miyayin. Rabbi Yona famously says, why is it greater than Torah? Because putting a siag around the Torah shows that you fear God, because you are putting siagim to prevent it, which means that doing that keeping their abundance is a greater expression of Yirat Shamayim than keeping the Ikar Halacha. So that is his, and let us... We should probably stop there so you guys have some time for Hachana, but we got two blot. We're catching up, getting there.